from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, radar screens at Newark Airport went dark again early this morning. The FAA tells ABC News it happened at 3:55 a.m., with air traffic controllers telling a FedEx plane that their screens went offline. In another transmission, a controller could be heard telling a private jet arriving from Cyprus to stay above 3,000 feet because of the brief outage. According to FlightAware.com, there have been over 350 delays and 136 cancellations at Newark so far today. In an effort to fix the country's antiquated air traffic control system, U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has unveiled a plan that calls for six new air traffic control centers, along with an array of technology and communications upgrades at all of the nation's air traffic facilities. He says the timeline to get this done would be about 3 to 4 years.
We believe we can do this in 3 to 4 years. It's probably closer to 4 than it is to 3, but two things have to happen. One is we need the money, and two, we have to have permitting reform.
The newly revealed proposal appears to have wide support across the aviation industry, from airline CEOs to the unions representing controllers and pilots, but this is just the beginning. Many details haven't been revealed. A former Real Housewife of New Jersey has started a new role in Washington, thanks to President Donald Trump.
Siggy Flicker grew up in Cherry Hill and lived in a sprawling tenafly home during her two seasons on the hit Bravo reality show. Flicker has been a devoted Trump supporter and frequent Mar-a-Lago guest in Florida. He selected the former Real Housewife of New Jersey, along with two other New Jersey residents, to join the Holocaust Memorial Council, which oversees the U.S. Holocaust Museum. Trump first fired others, including another New Jersey native, former second gentleman Doug Emhoff, just months into what's a traditionally five-year term. Marin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And weeks after repairs began in the sinkholes along I-80 near Wharton, high school sports activities continue to be disrupted. Start times for games at local schools are often pushed back up to 45 minutes. Some athletic directors and coaches say they try to avoid I-80 altogether. State transportation officials say they expect all lanes of Route 80 in both directions to be reopened by June 25th. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. When will this rain go away? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Depending where you are, evening outdoor activities might fare okay as rain exits and drier air moves in throughout the Garden State. Zero weather problems for you this weekend as we really clear out, dry out, and warm up. So showers still possible over the next few hours. Then we'll dry out with some breaks in the clouds tonight. Getting chilly overnight. You might need a jacket. Lows fall into the upper 40s. Tomorrow looks good. Early morning clouds give way to sunshine. You'll feel a refreshing breeze throughout tomorrow. Highs will reach about 70. Mother's Day Sunday even better. Sunny and mild. Highs 70 to 75. More sunshine and more 70s for Monday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Hackensack, it is 57 degrees. New Brunswick, 58. Evesham, 60. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Fantasy Island Amusement Park. It may not be summer just yet, but the fun has started at Fantasy Island Amusement Park in Beach Haven. The arcade and park pizza open every Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Oh, what a good time. The outdoor rides and games, they're open Saturday, Sunday. Visit FantasyIslandLBI.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation. Yeah.